was only 16 and her name was Carrie. She was the number one and girl I wanted to marry me. She was only 14, but she had the major body. Yeah, this girl was mean. Ace picked Carrie up from school one day. We took a full ride in Ace's car. Music started to play. We sat real close, both nervous, looking at each other, not knowing what to say. Carrie was a sister, but her eyes kind of made her look Japanese. Her short-cut afro, shiny and soft, her clothes fit to please. Ace was a real fast driver, at every turn, Carrie fell in my lap. He asked us where we wanted to go. I said, yeah, right, like you need a map.
Schoolyard, schoolyard, getting it on in the schoolyard.
With a wink and a nod, we were off the Ace's pod. Like peas, he's hanging for the night.
The schoolyard, the schoolyard, getting it on in the schoolyard. Children of our own, we all pray better seeds we have sown. But one story that is most commonly known is getting it on in the schoolyard.
Schoolyard. Ace's girl showed up, that's when the party started jumping. Cake steady humping. I said, Carrie, do you wanna dance? She said, yeah, like later, man.
First let me smoke this weed.
I said, damn, my cologne ain't saying shit. This is what she needs. Yeah, before I knew it, Carrie was seeing double. That's when me and her got into trouble. So much for the dance, I started taking off Carrie's pants. Take a glove, fill it with hot baby lotion and slip it on. Pull it tight, that's what Carrie was like. One stroke and I was gone. Gone I was, it's true.
Schoolyard, schoolyard. When your schoolyard baby comes home, and that's all that's on their mind. Try to remember how you felt your very first time.
Schoolyard, getting it on in the schoolyard.
Getting it on.
I don't want it for the children of our own.
No, no, no.
schoolyard.